This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Whoever is not well-mannered in his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will patch him up, will deal with him under the earth. Our parents, my brothers and my sisters, do we really, really love our parents? And what does loving our parents actually entail? You having watched the previous episodes should give you an idea of how to really disrespect somebody. Our parents, my brothers and my sisters, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. We have advised the insan, the human, to be dutiful and to be good to his parents. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنًا. His mother carried him difficulty above difficulty, above tiredness. She went through a lot. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. What does that mean? She nurtured you for a full 2 years. She went through all of that difficulty of having to stay up all night, sleepless nights, just so she can look after you and treat you in the best possible way. She breastfed you. She was really, really there for you, my brothers and my sisters. Somebody said to me one time that if you want to come anywhere near, that what your mother carried within that period, then go to your local Iceland. We know what Iceland is, right? If you don't have an Iceland, maybe go to your Tesco or your Sainsbury's or whatever it might be. And go take one of these milk cartons, whatever you want to call them. Take 4 of them, put it into plastic bags and carry it. Don't go anywhere far, just go and take it to your home. Your mother is doing this for 24 hours. Then Allah says, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, so that you may be thankful to me and that you may be thankful to your parents. Ibn Abbas, the tarjuman al-Qur'an, the one who interpreted the Qur'an, the scholar of this ummah, he mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down 3 verses that has 3 components that are connected to another 3 things. And that if a person doesn't come with one of them, the other, his partner, will not be accepted from him as well. The first one is, my brothers and my sisters, when Allah said, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. Obey Allah Azza wa Jal. And also obey the Messenger. And then he said, فَمَنْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ وَلَمْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ لَمْ يُقْبَلْ مِنْهُ. Whoever obeys Allah, but doesn't obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will not be accepted from him. Second thing that he mentioned was, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُ الزَّكَاةَ. Establish the salah and also pay the charity. And then he says, فَمَنْ صَلَّ وَلَمْ يُزَكِّي لَمْ يَقْبَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ. And whoever establishes the salah but then doesn't pay the zakat, then his salah won't be accepted from him. And the third thing that was mentioned was, my brothers and my sisters, here when Allah mentioned in that verse in Surah Al-Luqman, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, so that you may thank me and also be thankful to your parents. Whoever is thankful to Allah, فَمَنْ شَكَرَ اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يَشْكُرْ وَالِدَيْهِ لَمْ يُقْبَلْ مِنْهِ. Whoever is thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal but is not thankful to his parents, it will not be accepted from him. That is very, very deep, my brothers and my sisters. Allah tells us in the Quran also in Surah Al-Isra, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Don't say uff. Uff, my brothers and my sisters, is an expression or a type of reaction that when something is stuck in our nails and we're trying to take it out but it's not happening and we just start kissing our teeth. Uff. As such. Something as small as that, we can't address our parents with it. How about anything else? You know, subhanAllah, I was contemplating on this hadith when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مِنَ الْكَبَائِرِ شَتْمُ الرَّجُلِ وَالِدَيْهِ. From the major sins is that, one, he insults his parents. So the companions, they asked, وَهَلْ يَصُبُّ الرَّجُلُ وَالِدَيْهِ. Is it even possible for one to insult his parents? Look at the kind of question that they asked, my brothers and my sisters. Because the rights of Allah have been connected with the rights of the parents in so many places in the Quran, a tawheed, and also being dutiful to your parents and not being horrible towards them. They thought, can this even really happen? And then I was putting that into perspective with our situation today. Forget about one insulting his parents. There is people who are fighting with their parents. There's people who are getting physical with their parents. Allahul Musta'an. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'am. And look at the kind of answer that he gave to them. He said, na'am. Yasubbu ar-rajulu aba ar-rajuli fayasubbu abah thumma yasubbu ummah fayasubbu ummah. One, what he does is, he insults the father of someone else. So then that person, he insults his father. So by you insulting somebody else's father, or somebody else's parents, and this is something that we grew up hearing and seeing when in primary school and in secondary school as well. Your mom is this, your dad is that, and the reality of the matter is you're insulting your own parents, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. So to conclude, my brothers and my sisters, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he one time saw a man who was carrying his mother on his shoulders doing tawaf, circumambulating the Kaaba. The man came up to Abdullah ibn Umar and he said to him, فَهَلْ جَزَيْتُهَا. Have I fulfilled her rights? You know what his response was? وَلَا طَلْقَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. Not even a percentage of it. وَلَكِنْ يُجْزِيَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Oh, يُجْزِيَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Let me just repeat that again, right? He saw Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and he said to him, have I fulfilled the rights of my mother? You know what he said to him? لا ولا طلقة واحدة. Not even a small percentage of it. But then he said to him, ولكن الله يجزي على القليل كثيرا. But rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for something small that you've done, He is going to give you an immense reward. وَإِنَّكَ قَدْ أَحْسَنْتَ. And indeed, you have done something excellent with this little thing that you have done. Even if you was to do that, carry your parents around the Kaaba, you still haven't fulfilled the rights of your parents. No matter how old you become, remember, my brothers and my sisters, you are always that little child that your mother and your father nurtured when they used to clean your backside, when you used to make the place so messy. You are still that young child to them. Ad-da'wa ila Allah, when calling to Allah, my brothers and my sisters, it requires bravery. And you're going to be spoken about. This is something that la shakka wa la rayba fi. If you're calling to the truth, al-shaykhu shuyukhina Muqbil bin Hadi al-Wadi', the shaykh of our mashaykh Muqbil used to say, الَّذِي يُرِيدُ وَيَنْصُرَ الْحَقَّ لَابُدَّ يَتَكَلَّمُ فِيهِ. The one who wants to aid the truth, it is a must that they must speak about it.